Begin the current daf, Masechta Sugah daf, Lamed Zayin, begin the Amenav, begin the Taisa, the Masel Tev, begin the words of the Gemara, and the Pasuk says, Vevi all these eyes. And they brought the olive leaves. So you see that it doesn't have to be from Dal Minim. Taisa says, Rabbi Yehuda have a Muki Lelitfan, as he would explain this part of the Pasuk. It's actually referring to the walls, but the Schach has to be from the Dal Minim, which obviously Taisa's version of the Gemara was not like ours, because our Gemara says this explicitly. Continue with next Taisa Masel Tev, begin with the words of the Gemara. My eras, what does eras mean? Oh, it means hadas, which is like Rabbi Yehuda, kederabba barabhuna. Dhamma that it says, yud min yarasim hem, there is 10 type of seudas, and one of them is the hadas. So it says, it's a wonder, because Rabbi Yehuda, the public who disagrees on this, of rabba barabhuna. Michael, what are you going to say? Because the amam, sechzor shana, perik, emenu makirin daf chavagimel medalv, dalad min yarasim hem, says only 4 types of eras. Elohim, they're eras of kassas of HM and Buraish. And it's not including hadas. So how is it possible that Rehuda would validate a schach shel erez if it's not one of the Dalminim? Now, well, it's from the guys who love Perikam, according to the text that have in the first paragraph of the Dalman, based Braisa, the Tanya, they learned, Kavosei the Rav, and the words are Sicha ben Nisar, Mishem ben Arba. If you make the schach with planks that are not for Tfacham, the Brakol Ksheb and Greece are going to be kosher. Now, but look, it's in the shel erez. It doesn't say Nisar, Mishel erez. Nicha, so it makes sense. Because the Braisa, the Hacha, the Braisa over here, is telling you to say the Shmuel. Rav does not hold this primary, and this is a teaching in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, and therefore it wouldn't be difficult because you're right, it's not validating that of Erez, it has to be that of Hodos. Can you taste the Maschel? To begin with the words of the Gemara, which Rabbi said to those who make the bundle of the lulav, the Reshkalusa, they should leave a place for the handle, ki hecha delelahava chatzitza, which begins with the Gemara, so that it shouldn't be a chatzitza, which as Taste explains, because Rabbi holds, min b'mina chaitzitz. That even though it's the same species that you bind the lulav as we do it with the lulav branches, it's still going to be a chatzitza. Or inami, another interpretation, because he was in doubt. Like it's obvious in the Gemara Chulin Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, that kerchasoi achaisoi v'yitziasu mahu. The words mean that if, let's say, his sister wraps around him and she takes him out, what's the halacha going to be? Regarding, do we say that this is going to have kedushas bechar, which has to come to the uterus? Which Mefarsha Ben Tam explains, what is this? His sister wraps around him, and that's how they take him around. Is the Hainu Nekeba Shnodima? It means that if there's a female baby born with the male firstborn animal, and it's wrapped around the baby, so it's not touching the uterus, which therefore that's the question if that's considered a valid Bechor, because it has to be Peter Rechem. But Karla Chaisai, and it's called his sister. Where do we find? The Kadash compare called Bas, like you find over there in Kovidal Meralf. Ainle, Bechaliv, I would only know Basabacha was a problem with the milk of its mother. Bechaliv, Achaisai, Hagudal Menain. How do you know the same thing applies to his older sister? Again, so you see the word Achaisai applies to the an animal sister too. Now, so that's what we're saying. We see that there's a question about Chatzitza, even though they're both animals. Again, because Mim B'minei, as we see, that's the question over there in the Gemara. If that's chatzitza, not. The sense says taisa b'hadam on perikam nabuchas. This is Gemara says in first perikam nabuchas b'tesam anavke b'chamayrush lebichra regarding a female donkey that didn't have a firstborn animal yet. The elder shnei is charmin and he gives birth to two males. So the Gemara wonders if rabbanon lemekis avi mikzas reacha mekadosh. We say that only if it only touches part of the uterus is going to make it holy, because you have two animals coming at the same time. They say one is going to be sanctified. Well, it's only touching part of the uterus. And obviously, part of it will sanctify it as the Bechor, because if you say that only all the uterus is sanctified, although it can't be precise, but so yeah, one's coming out first, so only one's going to be Bechor, but Chatzitza Mi'eka, but obviously there's an interposition over here, because one animal is getting in the way of the other one. Rashi says, when it's the same species, not a Chatzitza, so it's not where it is. Says the Gemara, yeah. Hasam hu de b'shit. Says Taisus, Hasam hu de b'shitalon. Yeah, there it was obvious that it's going to be that it's not going to be chatzitza. Meshum de ikam mikzas rechem alei chatzitza, because at least part of the uterus doesn't have a chatzitza, and therefore that's why it's not a chatzitza. Now vavkav the hochanami have a chatzitza leegid mikzas alei chatzitza. Now although the same thing is also over here, that only part of the lulav is having a chatzitza from the binding, and part of it's not going to have the chatzitza, and still v'kokobad rabbi, you see Rabbi was particular about it. So it starts dimalei the shani. Maybe by the birth of the firstborn animal is different, because the orchai shall to umbahachi. That's the norm of twins to come out like that. So therefore, that's not going to be considered chatzitza when it's min b'mina in contrast to over here. But then it says if hodash kecham mesev shtei midas this the gemara says I'm nachat b'sad damen of the marbim kol bali chayvin l'smicha, that we include all those of a group for smicha on the animal
Ubetnufa is now by tnufa. Echad meinavad they call one does a tnufa for them all. But like Beila may lift tnufa mikavacham esmicha, and we don't want to learn that tnufa from kavacham esmicha. They're just like by smicha they all do it. So to tnufa, no, the lefter is not possible. Why? Because the heicha nebe. How are you going to do this? Lentve kuli behad the other. You think all of them will do tnufa at the same time? Kavachatzitza, it's going to be chatzitza. So therefore, you do it through one of them. Now that seemingly is difficult. According to Rava, says Namad Beis, the min is not chaitzitz. So why is his friend's hand going to be a chatzitza? So it says from the Rava. Even according to Rava, the Mahach that he says min min in the chaitzitz not a chatzitza, it's still a pircha because it's still enough to reject a kavuchaymer. Vayin moreover, mi de la borche, something that's not the norm. Svarhu the chaitzitz. Logic would tell us that's going to be chatzitza. Even according to the Rebbe that says mimbin is not a chatzitza, it's only something that's normally to be a chatzitza, like a bind, like the bundle of the lulav, which normal to bind it. That's going to be chatzitza, and that's what he holds that. But mimbin is not going to be chatzitza. But by somebody that's not normal to have a chatzitza, so then even by mina it's going to be a chatzitza. And since that it's not normal to have a friend's hand. And the way of his hand, so therefore by tenuva it's going to be a chatzitza. Kenam peg beis zvachim, like we find in the second peg zvachim that tesvam beis al gabei regel chaber, someone standing on top of his friend's foot when he's doing the avoda, it's going to be possible, it's going to be a problem, even though it's min b'mine, because it's not normal to be standing on someone else's foot. Or with peg ratzila, so the gemara yumen avnu chesam alaf, and boyle l'ram b'chom the gemara zekorn d'ramachom ahnich mizrik tech mizrik. If you put a bowl inside another bowl, pekiel boyz adam and you receive the blood of the carbon that way ma'was halacha. And the question is, min b'min nechaitzis? Do we say that since the same species, it's going to be chatzitza, or yenach is not going to be chatzitza? Masik gemara concludes, yenach is not going to be chatzitza. Why? Because the chesam is in the pasuk that shows the mama kodesh that you're going to serve with them in the holy things, which it's saying shnayim in the plural kalem two vessels, and b'shir is echad, and it's but talk one act of service. So you see that you can have two bowls with one act of service. Then the Gemara asks whether they hanich sib b'techa mizrik, you put bast in the bowl. To have a min b'shein, meaning whether that's different species. That's the question. Yichaitz or ein yichaitz, if it's going to make chatzitza or not a chatzitza. Which, that's difficult according to both Rava and Rava. Because according to both of them, that when it's not a min, it's going to be chatzitza. So Taisa says, no. Because the halachas of chatzitza are not equal in all situations. In the Dhamma is called Ram, you can't compare all the different things to each other, and therefore, it's not necessarily going to be difficult on either one of them, because every situation is different to what's considered chatzitza and what's not. Continuing with the next taisa, the Masechta, that begins with the words of the Gemara, the bein lekicha tama b'leka, that you need to have that it's a full taking, and you don't have that because of what's in the way. Now, Taisa points out, interesting, the Hach will be here when he's wrapping his hand in a kerchief, that we're saying the problem is because it's not a full taking. It's not like you're taking it. Well, why don't we point out what we said in the previous Gemara, and what we spoke about in the previous Taisa and Masl. But Shaykh Lemir says you can't say the Lala B'chatzitza that it shouldn't be a chatzitza that Malala we said before, in the prior Gemara, because the El Arabi Kishyagid Belulav. They were talking about where it's regarding the bundling of the binding of the Lulav. And that's a problem of Chatzitza. But Bahacha is Kishkarch B'yadai. Here he's not wrapping on the Lulav, he's wrapping the kerchief around his hand. With the Bakarch B'yadai, the Shech Chatzitza, when something wrapped around his hand, that doesn't apply of Chatzitza. It's not on the object itself, it's on the person. And the person could be, maybe he's not taking it because it's something in the way. But it's not like because of Chatzitza. The man from the village of Barkoi, that he wrapped his hands with silk. That's only done in an honorable way. Like it's obvious on the end of the period of Mbezim and Alv. Kabalulav Shaytzi Bekli. Granulav that you take out with a vessel. The part of the Gemara asked that Ivam and Rabba Lakicha did the Bachashim Lakicha. That taking through something else is considered as taking. So why Is that considered a problem if you take out the lulav in the vessel? Shandi Gemara says, ha, on the middle of the cover, that's only been done on the way. But if you're doing it a disgraceful way, that's not going to be considered as lukachtem lechem as it be taken. So it's vashnam heroes, avagab the karchid b'shadai here, although he wrapped his hand in silk, lechved atzma he did it for his own honor. Shalei slach li yodh b'damevam, that he shouldn't have his hands get dirty from the blood of the limbs. Mavaz the kachemem karle yosim, and that's considered disgracing the kachemem, and since it wasn't done for covered, so that's not going to be a lekicha tama. Or inami, another approach is, and this is actually two words, dal time et chatzitza. Besides the reasoning of the chatzitza, the truth, according to Rabbah, when you wrap your hands in silk, there's no problem with chatzitza, and not because of lekicha tama. That's not why he was punished. Rather, nenesh mishum b'zim kachim. You're right. This yisach ish kifar bar koi, he was actually punished because of just disgracing the kachim. Because milchach mibaskal, like it was obvious when the baskal that came out afterwards. So that's Taisus. Me, lo yutochin perzeh. But Loisa, you can't say this interpretation. Explain the words of Rabbi that he said that the person shouldn't bundle it. He should leave over a place where the hands go. Like Rashi said, that so it should be a lekicha tama. You can't say this. Min the Maisa Allah Hahi the Ezav Shesafka b'chod, because the Gemara brings on this the case of the Ezav, the hyssop, which you have to make it longer with a thread. Now, if the discussion would be regarding wrapping one's hand with a kerchief, like Rashi explains, how can you compare it to when you're holding the hyssop by making it longer with a string, which has nothing to do with like wrapping your hand with something? Eliyahu Shlomo Rather says this, what you could say is that the sudr, the kerchief, was wrapped under the lulav. And so then why isn't the chatzitza? Why are we saying it's the kicha tama? That's because this that is considered chatzitza is specifically the eged hatzorch lelav, hatzorch lelulav. The binding which needs a lulav, shalei is part of the minim that the dal minim should not separate, shayach bechatzitza. So it's applicable to have chatzitza. Avalach, but here, sudr lebay lulav, the kerchief doesn't need a lulav, because the sudr is not helping the lulav at all. It's just wrapped on it. So therefore, that's not a chatzitza. And rather, that would just be a problem about not having a lekicha tama. But this is also not really possible. Because to the contrary, since you don't need it for the lulav, so then it's not considered as secondary, and like you would say regarding the egret for the lulav, so the kosh can have the name of the chatzitza. All the more so it should be chatzitza. Because mucha b'ayit rabbi Muhammad pekatila, like rabbi Muhammad's question, you made up in the chesem and alf. Put a bowl in another bowl. The b'ayim they me'ahid al gabi regel gabi apostle that the Gemara wanted to resolve from the fact of the halacha. When the kohen puts his foot on his friend's foot, that's going to be a puzzle. We have the same min on another one, that it's going to be a chatzitza. But the Gemara rejects, says, no, shani regular mevatle. Someone else's foot is different because it's not going to be nullified to the other person. In contrast to the bowl, maybe it would be butl. Now, so we see that there's logic to say more that it should be chatzitza, something that you're not mevatle over this. So then we're back to the question. So why buy the sudr on the lulav where for sure you're not going to mevatle? Why is it not chaytzes? So says Vishlam, what you can say is the ma'ir sha'asam and asudu came in base out of the lulav. So Tosha explains it could be that they made out of the kerchief like a handle for the lulav. And then shaykh kan chatzitz. And no, it won't be applicable over chatzitz. So why? Shekala lulav chutz miyadai. Because the whole lulav is out of his hand. And he's actually holding it with the handle, ha'boilet, that's taking out ha'nasam and asudu that's made from the kerchief. And v'dami le'ezav shesafik kebuchut. It's exactly like the case the Gemara brought regarding the hyssop that you're trying to make longer with the thread. Chatzitza would be applicable when you're holding the lulav itself. There's just something in between. Over here, he's not holding the lulav at all. The lulav is in the kerchief, so you can't call it chatzitza. And the whole thing is it like however is it like you're taking it? And lechashav le'rab lekiyichatam. Rabbi does not consider it a full taking. But Rabbi sabash malikicha. Rabbi holds it is considered taking because he holds lekiyichad de'davachash malikicha. Now, but lulav shaitzi b'kli, the same this that we talk about the end of the paragraph case, whether you take out a lulav in the vessel. Loibish shaitzi b'defna kli, it's not talking about where you hold on to the walls of the vessel, where then it would be considered like you're holding the lulav, just that the kli is in the way. No, elamanich yodi tachas shulav tumah, where you put your hand beneath the bottom, where the lulav is not even in his hand. Oishaitzi b'beisiyat shal kli, where he's holding on to the handle of the vessel. And therefore, it's not, again, it's not from the laws of chatzitza. Rather, it's because, like we said, it's a disgraceful way, which should not be considered as a valid lekicha. To begin with, the next taste of the masa, to begin with the words of the Gemara, nafash mishvefes l'shekes, if it falls from the tube into the trough, which Pesach Rashi explains, what type of trough we're talking about? L'shekes shel aven, to a trough of stone. why we're talking about of stone. Shekal Maisa Par B'Kleavon, because all the activities with the Paraduma were made out of stone, which is not Mekabal Tumah. They can't say this. The tube itself is Mekabal Tumah. This tube that was cut for the Chattas, this Paraduma waters, Tumah V'Yatvel, that it's Tumah. And you should table it right away. Gemara explains that what they actually did, they actually sprayed on this tube the spittle of Amoritz, which Chacham said has halacha like tumah. And then they went and they tabled it right away. So you see, the shveferes is makabel tumah. I can say everything that they used was not makabel tumah. Meseches Parah beduchta tubit tanan, and Meseches Parah in many places we learned in the Mishnah shemalon chavius lekadosh ben, that they would fill up barrels to sanctify with them for the mechatas, to put in the ashes of the paraduma. So you see, a lot of use barrels, even though they're mekabel tumah. Oid mashma also actually sounds like that divishar kein lekadosh. Actually sounds like it's actually better to use other vessels to sanctify the paraduma waters. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Parah in the fifth parak of the Mishnah Hey b'chol hakelim mekadoshim. With all vessels, you can mekadosh the paraduma ash water. Afilu klei glolim, klei avonim, klei adama. Even with stoneware, dunkware, and earthware. The avagav to lecha should be kelim tumah. What's the avagav? That even though they're not really considered significant as vessels for that, because they're not mekabel tumah, chashivik klei lekiddush is still considered a vessel for the sanctification. But it sounds like b'kosher and shakelim, but sure other vessels. So you see that they are valid, not like Rashi. Now, mashe kol maaseh b'klei avonim, we do. It is toward the beginning of Maseches Yuma that all their activities were with stoneware. Hayin b'shibas hayamim. That's regarding the 7 days of quarantine. Shemafrishin koyin aseret zapara, that they would separate the koyin that who is going to burn the paraduma, the lishka shal pnei abira, to the chamber that's by the base of Migdash, but lishka is base Evan Hayzen Nikras, and it was called the chamber of the house of stone. Like the Gemara in the beginning of Yuma that base of Melavah explains, but that's avin b'shemayla. That's only because of a mela. But really, all the activities did not have to be with things that are not makabel tumah. I know Tosfos. So,